right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Harless Tape.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity. For employee benefits and full service support, visit Insperity.com. Boy, oh boy, in a recent interview, and good for him, Paul McCartney said that he still loves songwriting. He said, it's actually my passion. It's something that I just love to do. I always say that if they ever stopped me now, as far as live performances, things like that, it would just be a hobby for me. I'd just keep doing it because it's something I love, you know? And how cool to say that. Paul McCartney wrote this song for us. Yeah, he's not working anymore. He's just writing songs.
But that's what he does. Yeah. That's his job.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just luckily, write and perform music.
Yeah, so. Luckily he could play, you know, a couple instruments. And, you know, he did all right.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. There's a little theme here, I suppose, in this report. Def Leppard's Joe Elliott told Forbes magazine that he thinks he's getting cooler as he gets older. He said, if you're still doing this in your 70s, you're even cooler than you were 20 years ago, which is kind of true. When you look at McCartney and you look at Aerosmith and you look at the Stones and you know, all of those people, he says there's definitely a cred factor. You got street cred as you get older. With that said, Taylor Swift, 29 years old she is, not even 30 years
That's
old
That's it?
Yet. Yeah, she's not 30. She hasn't turned 30 yet.
Wow.
She's become the first woman to have six albums stay on the Billboard 200 for at least 100 weeks. Six albums.
Not even 30
at
yet.
At least 100 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the Billboard.
And she's already cool.
Wow, she is cool.
I think.
You know, those are those artists that, well, you think about it, has she been doing this since she was like 17-ish? Mm-hmm. Like in her teens, in her later teens? She's done okay.
She could retire at 35.
She could totally retire, but I don't think she's that person at all.
Okay.
You know, and then she'll make millions, billions. And then she'll become, I think, the next Oprah and go, like, save the other half of the world that Oprah couldn't save.
Right.
And a big day today. Friend of the show. Big birthday, Mike, for Dawn Wells.
Wow.
Also known as Marianne.
Oh, hold on for a second. Hold on. Hurry up, hurry up.
The Professor and Marianne here on Gilligan's Island.
Now, Marianne, an alumni of my high school up in Reno,
That's
High School.
That's right.
Yep. Yep, she graduated a few years before me. She's 81 today. So, yes, an alumni.
Just a few
of
years.
Reno High. And I'll even, it's not an advertisement. You know our Children's Discovery Museum here, the lead? Up in Reno, it's the Wells Discovery Museum, and that's her family that's
because
that.
Her family donated all that money to
Yes.
Have
yeah.
Built,
She's
so.
Just a doll, too. Just a doll.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.